People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm someone who normally operates with a high level of empathy for others. But as I go through hard times, I feel my superpowers slipping due to frustration, and I sense a bitterness attempting to overtake me. Do you ever have moments when you feel less empathetic for people? And if so, how do you go about getting back to your center?
I think it's a sign that lets you know that you need to focus on yourself, right? I think that that's what you should take that as. Like, when you ever get burnt out, there's no energy that you have for nobody else. Like, when your body is sick and it gets tired, right? Your body is trying to emit light and energy to heal you. And it's going to force you to sit down. It's going to force you to, like, rest. So somebody else comes to you with a problem, right? And you sick and you tired. What can you do for them? Nothing, right? You would need to then focus on yourself, because there are periods in time where you have to be self-ish. Or like the brother Baba Kamani talks about, being self-full, right? So being able to focus on yourself so that you get to the wealth, right? Because health is always correlated with wealth. So when they talking about, like, you know, having a healthy bank account, you know, and it's in a positive or it's in a negative, right? Is it alkaline or is it tonic? You have to make sure that you're operating with that law of abundance. And that law of abundance is making sure that you have more than necessary, so that if you give to others, right, then you're good. But there is this thing called empathy burnout. And empathy burnout comes from caring for people too much. But the difference is, you really don't want to focus on being overly empathetic. Your focus is being compassion. Because compassion is thinking about somebody else's problem and things of that nature. But then at the end of that is thinking about what you can do about it, right? So when you're compassionate about an issue, you're thinking about how you can solve it. It's not just absorbing and relating to a thing, right, without a solve, right? So empathy is putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. We can have empathy burnout by constantly putting yourself in so many people's shoes and so many things going on. But compassion is saying that I see what's going on. I want to do something about it. I want to help change it. And this is what we can do, right? So there's an outlet of expression that comes along with it. So I would say number one that you're supposed to have is you have to focus on self-love, right? Self-love, making sure that you're energized, making sure that every day you're taking at least 10 minutes to yourself to entrain yourself with affirmations, good thoughts, making sure you're working out daily, finding some isolation time, doing some self-care time, right? Because if you don't care for yourself, then nobody else will care about you. So you got to have that time. It can be taking a walk. It can be digital detoxing throughout that day, right? Finding that daily time to where you are allowing yourself to tap back into the ethers of the atmosphere to recharge yourself. Then when you give, right, you're giving from a full cup, not a half cup, not an almost empty cup. People often, you know, think about themselves in a very saintly way when they give their last. That's not saintly. That's stupid, right? The goal.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Is to constantly fill up so that you don't get to your last, so that you have the wealth, so that you can give more, right? If a person has a dollar and they give a dollar, they may think about themselves as being good, right? But really they're foolish because now they can't use that dollar to go multiply it, right? They can't use that dollar, right, for themselves or, you know, so that they have what's needed to build themselves up. Giving your last is not actually makes you a greater human being than somebody that says, wait, because you are a person, too. You are a human as well, because now when you give, now you got to go ask for somebody else. Now you become somebody else's burden trying to be a blessing. Right. So I believe that if you only have a dollar left, then you have to wait before you can give. Unless, of course, depending on the circumstance to where you say, OK, I'm going to give away this dollar because I know I can go get way more. And I do believe in the principle, the harder you hold on to a dollar, right, the more you're going to need it. So if you're operating from that context and a mindset of saying that I'm letting things flow because they're going to freely come flow back to me, then yeah, I can understand that. But it's the same thing with our energy. I'm empathetic all day long. I understand what it's like to put myself in other people's shoes. I can see that. But it's more so compassion that I have to help change that condition. So therefore, I'm not putting the onus on whether I just relate to it. I'm putting the onus on whether I can actually have actionable things to do to make that change, right? Or if I can help them make that change, because everybody doesn't want to change for themselves. So why should I be empathetic for somebody who's not even there at that level, right, to where they want to make a change? I've seen that too many people and too many times where you're trying to get somebody to that point where they make an actionable step to create change in their life, but people have to go through a flow. Sometimes a person has to hit rock bottom before they're ready to get to the top, right? So if you don't allow people to go through their phases of rock bottom, all you could really be doing is stalling the time that it's going to take for a person, right, to actually get past the circumstance that they are in the first place. So sometimes you have to let people naturally go through that. And having so much attachment to that, right, it's not you. You feel hurt by them having to go through that process. So you want to help them, but you become a hindrance because you become a handicap. So you have to allow people sometimes to fall so they have to learn how to get back up again. Right. And make sure that same empathy that you have for others is applied to the empathy that you have for self and the compassion that you have for self to make sure that you operate and giving from a place of abundance so that you never get to a point of burnout and then be asking help from others. Because now you feel like you need to recharge. Go into nature. Speak life into yourself. Remember who you were before this. You feel me? And never get to that point of burnout again. And never feel guilty for not giving your last. Right? Because that means that you don't have it to give away in the first place.
Are we low level or high level?
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.